Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very special episode of Regarding Spawn. This week, we're bringing you audio from our Spawn 350 extravaganza day at Challengers Comics and Conversation in Chicago, Illinois. Your co-host, John Fisher's local comic book shop. David and I held an event there on February 21st, the release day of Spawn 350, where we were giving out stickers, getting people subscribed to the podcast, and getting people to enter in a raffle for the Bloody Violator figure variant from GameStop. That I got a few years ago and sat on my shelf, and I decided to use as a, lure to get people to subscribe to the podcast. We talked to friends old and new. We talked to Pat, one of the owners of Challengers, who is a very big highlight of the episode. We just had a great time, and we wanted to share it with you with our special audio of the day. So settle in and get ready. Without further ado, I bring you the Challengers Day for Respawn Podcast for Spawn 350 Day. Roll the theme song, baby! Good morning, and welcome to Challengers Comics. We're here live now. I mean, we're going to edit it, and you'll hear it later, but currently live at Challengers for the release of Spawn 350.
Spawn 350 Day.
Spawn 350 Day. We're giving out stickers, we're giving out a Violator, and we're recording.
Yeah.
And our good friend and former guest and future guest and current kind of guest, I guess, is Bran Moorhead is here.
Let's call me the third wheel.
The third wheel.
Never the third wheel.
The Terry Fitzgerald. But he's,
hey, if it's a tricycle, that's good.
Beautiful.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, and you?
You ready to get the new issue? You
yes.
Got it. Hell yeah, I can't
so
wait.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
You should ask it on the microphone.
Oh. Can we ask it on mic?
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, so my question is, I guess what is Spawn? Al Simmons is like the guy.
Yes.
The OG Spawn.
Yeah. Yes.
But is Spawn, like Hellspawn, kind of like a moniker, almost like Ghost Rider in a sense, like there's a Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, there's another guy Ghost Rider.
Yes.
I'm picking this up to get into Spawn, actually, from my brother who
picked up a copy for. It's a perfect spot to
perfect
do it,
time
really.
With you guys.
Yeah. They said it's supposed to be a great jumping on point, so we were actually talking to Thomas Healy, who's the editor, and he said, I think there's many Spawns throughout history. I think it's like every 80 years or so,
something,
but it's kind of like a funky number, whatever they want to do. But yeah, Al Simmons is kind of the main character, but there's a Western Spawn, there's a whole bunch, and there's going to be even more coming. So yeah, it's supposed to be a great jumping on point. So
awesome, cool. Yeah. Oh, well, when I get more into Spawn, I ask you guys more questions.
Sweet.
Then.
Right, yeah, awesome. Do you want to enter to win the Violator figure?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, all you have to do is just subscribe to the podcast or follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't know.
What's your Instagram?
It's Regarding Spawn Pod.
I think it's my Boja.
Again? Oh, I mean, love to see that.
I hope so.
Oh, the Clown Sister. You're not talking about...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Clown Sister.
This is one out of your box.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to make sure that since you're talking about Spawn today, you have...
We have it. Okay,
we have it.
Start reading now.
Okay. So I can spoil it for everybody.
Send you guys a message.
Sweet. We'll add you in.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank
you.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, give us a follow.
That's us.
And just shoot us a DM and we'll add you to the...
For the
Violator,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Key of the week. New ruler of hell.
Yep. Can't wait to read it.
I'm too excited.
It's going to be exciting. It's supposed to be good jumping on point and just a lot of fun, so we're really pumped for it. But, yeah, thanks for the follow.
Yeah.
Hit us up on a DM. Way back when.
When it first came out, yeah. I've been collecting that long, man.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite villain?
Clown.
He's a good one.
He's a good one.
I do like the clown. It's a clown, but I mean Malbolgia.
Malbolgia's great. I hope he shows up. I hope that, I don't know, Clown might get the throne.
We'll find out.
But we're excited to see you today.
That's love awesome. Sam and Twitch.
Oh, yeah, they're the best. They're coming
they're the
back,
best.
So that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that in March.
I'll never forget the one issue. Where he's on the toilet, taking a shit, eating a sandwich. I'm like,
He's the ideal man, Sam Burke. Yeah. Ideal man.
Oh, yeah. He had a Sam Burke donut today, actually.
Yeah, it did. It was delicious.
David, John, thank you for being a challenger today.
Thank you for having us.
I do want to ask a few questions. First of all, David, where's your ghost t-shirt?
Did
you not get... I mean, you were wearing a Spawn shirt, which is appropriate, but...
Because Johnny and I actually coordinated this. We didn't both want to wear the same hat or the same shirt.
Sure.
So he got ghost shirt, Spawn hat. I got Spawn shirt, no hat.
But you also have ghost shirt here, so...
I do have ghost shirt here. That was unplanned, but not out of character.
So are there a lot of ghosts in Spawn?
Yes.
That is not my question. The joke question I asked before we were recording was, what is Spawn? But my real question is, as two people that have been reading Spawn for now 350 issues, not counting miniseries, spin-offs, side series, guest appearances, a lot has happened in the Spawn universe since Spawn number one came out. But if you're talking to someone who's never read Spawn before... How do you pitch it to them without making them feel like there are 350 issues that they're never going to catch up on because that's a daunting task? So what is your general synopsis when somebody says, what is Spawn?
First off, that he's really cool. And it's a fun thing to do. But let's see.
Spawn
how did I say
it
yesterday? Spawn is a fun thing to do.
It is
the best.
It's I always kind of try to pitch it as like a little more... horror bent kind of action comic that has a lot of good jumping on points because there is an overall continuity, but it really does lend itself well to, like, they try to create these jumping on points. Like, there was one around 300 and now 350 is supposed to be one, so they try to create these kind of jumping on points, and there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out. Like, it's really easy to, like, oh, I could read 2 trade paperbacks of Gunslinger, that's a lot less daunting than 300 issues.
So are you suggesting to someone who's never read Spawn to not start at the beginning and jump into, like, Gunslinger right now, or...
Depends on what they like,
because they do
guess.
A good job of keeping the older stuff in print in the collected editions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think... I mean, obviously you want someone to experience the full depth of the Spawn universe, as you guys have done, because that's where your love came from following it for... all this time.
Yeah. It tends to be, you then have to ask them what they like in things that aren't comics. Like, if they say that they like Westerns, or they say that they like The Sopranos, or they say that,
if they like action shoot 'em ups.
Yeah, like a
that's
team.
That's like The Scorch.
Like a team.
Yeah.
I feel like,
so
you could,
then you can,
like,
you could be
say
like...
say romance, you could, like, oh, there's the whole Wanda part of it as well.
Yeah.
There's a bit
especially
of it.
Especially in the earlier issues, have the more kind of soap opera in the 90s stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
what do you
good.
What'd you call it? The Spawn of Boris?
The Spawn of Boris,
you kind of eat it from all ends.
Sure.
So that's kind of...
Spawn is just eating his own cape.
Yeah, he's eating his own cape at this point. Yeah. But that's like
his little skulls are
that,
eating
that
too.
That could be your new podcast logo. It's Spawn, but
eating his cakes. Eating his cakes just never ends.
Circle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a good to kind of read it all simultaneously, and that's kind of what I did, was kind of jump on with King Spawn, and then went back and really reread a lot of the stuff I'd read as a kid and read back up.
So
to
did
it.
You start with Spawn number one?
No, I was into it as a kid, but I started with King Spawn actually.
Okay.
So it's only been a love of Spawn has only been 3 or 4 years now. And David had read a little bit before.
Yeah,
I had
read a little bit before that.
It always confuses me when people say as a kid, because I was selling comics when Spawn came out. So
yeah.
To me, it's just like yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was definitely like cool. Like, I was a little too young for it, but my brother could get Spawn and I would read it. And I loved the movie, funnily enough. I loved the movie and I loved all the figures.
I saw that first run in theaters.
Yeah, I did too, definitely, yeah. I felt pretty badass that I got to see it. I had to go to a friend's house, but...
Okay, so tell me,
what
is Spawn? How do you pitch it? Like, guy named Al Simmons who got murdered.
Yeah,
and,
so I explained it yesterday to somebody as it's a CIA assassin gets killed by his boss and sells his soul to the devil to see his wife one more time before eternity sets in on him. And then he fights for hell. But then he hates hell. And then he fights heaven because he hates heaven because he was associated with hell. And that's about where they stop listening. And so I try to get
actually,
as much
I think
in
that's
there
real good.
As
I think
possible.
That's real concise. and you completely ignore the he was reincarnated as a white guy.
Oh yeah, that whole part. What a fun issue. Issue like 4 or 5.
Oh no.
Yeah, he just shows up.
I did not
up.
Know that was
yeah,
a part.
For yeah, a brief, for a
that
brief
was
moment.
The hook in the beginning, but they quickly realized that's a bad look.
Yeah.
It just went away from it. Yeah. He was just a young blonde mop-haired white dude.
Surfer
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally says, "But I'm a black man."
And he's looking. Yeah, we covered the issue.
Issue 3, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's how soon it was.
Yeah, you know, there's some dark corners of Spawn's history that we don't
the
like.
The 90s were a wild time.
The 90s were
a wild
time.
Time.
It's true. And then I would say, like, I would pitch it as, I really like, I mean, just as I'm looking at it, but I like the Jessica Priest character. And so I would pitch it as if you like the team books or if you like kind of more action-oriented, you could do the Scorch. And then I would say someone that's, I'd say a good jumping on point is just doing King Spawn. Like, I thought that worked out really well and was just a good jumping on point that you can kind of branch out from. But, yeah.
Okay, I think this is why you're a good team together as podcasters because,
yeah.
John, you're telling me what to read, and David, you're telling me why to read.
Yeah.
So those two things together work
create,
really
create the
both of us together create one person with fully thought-out thoughts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Excellent.
Cool.
And while you're here today, I know this doesn't help anybody listening because it's too late for them,
yeah.
but anybody who joins the podcast gets or who follows the podcast gets entered into a raffle to win this very large
Bloody Violator
figure. Is this what this is? This looks like an early release from McFarlane Toys.
No, this one's actually not too long ago. It's the last 3 or 4 years, but it was a very like exciting one because it was so big, and it's a bloody variant. It's a really hefty, like T-Rex sized toy, but I accidentally ordered 2 at one point, and so this has been sitting on my shelf. So I'm like, you know what?
I've done that with figures before.
Let's do it as a bait to sign up to subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah.
No, so. I mean that's why you did it the whole time on purpose.
It was a totally perfect move.
Exactly.
It wasn't perfectly executed.
Perfectly executed. I didn't even know.
How did you each find out about the other's love of Spawn?
During the pandemic, I kind of started harassing
David. Talked about it before.
We never really talked about it before, but I got into comics
because
I started coming here. I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, it was would have been I can't remember what year through 2 or 3 years ago, but I walked in here and was like, "Have you guys heard of something called Nice House on the Lake?" And you're like, "Yeah, it's our recommended." It was like it's the thing next to you, and I was like, "Oh wow, what is this?"
That was just to show you what good taste you had.
Yeah,
you were looking for the book that we love.
Because I read an article and it was like, if you like Lost, if you like horror, you got to check this out. I read like a little interview with the creators, and I was like, I got to see this. And then I just got into comics hard, and around that time is when King Spawn launched, and that's when I kind of got into it. And I was getting into that. And I was like, David, what do you think of Spawn? I love Spawn now.
Oh, yeah, because I was always his comics guy. He was like, David, what happens in this comic?
And I was David like,
this
one
is Johnny.
Sure. Everybody
so,
needs a comic friend.
So just as Johnny does, when Johnny finds something he likes, he wants to talk to people about
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he knew, he was like, David, do you read Spawn? I'm reading Spawn right now. You should read Spawn. And then we were like, Johnny, we could make a podcast out of this. And
well,
was like,
I was mad idea. Originally because there was no, I was like, where's the Spawn podcast? There isn't one.
Sure.
So it was like one of those things where you see
that. Because
the
it's such a daunting task because at the time there were like 300 issues or what have you.
Right.
Yeah.
It was. And it's like, well, you know what? If you can't find the thing you want, you just got to make it. And then we just kind of.
Like Spawn.
Yeah.
That was pretty much Todd McFarlane's whole desire going in was, this is a thing that doesn't exist and I want to do it.
Yeah. And like our early episodes sound terrible, but now we sound decent. And,
yeah.
we've gotten like real guests and like real, we had the...
Oh, I'm flattered, but I'm not a real guest.
You are a real guest. No, you're
so kind of you to
no,
say.
No, you are a real guest. You're like one of our, you're a top
this is,
tier.
This is going to be a included
with,
in the
episode,
title.
Yeah. But yeah, and it's just been, we just started, I think it was during the pandemic and then drunkenly you're like, I got a title, Respawn. I was like, okay, we've got a title, we got to do it now. So that's
good because it's regarding Spawn. It's
yeah.
Respawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put a lot of thought into that.
I mean, it works on a couple of levels.
I wanted the W/R/T, but that was a harder shoehorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Respawn like is a nice like pun.
Yeah.
Everyone likes a Respawn. But
I can't remember exactly when this was, but it was somewhere 20, 25 years or so ago. I tried to make, using a life-size mannequin, I tried to make a Spawn.
Yeah.
and for display for the store I was at the time.
Yeah,
sure.
And I failed. I went to there was just a
didn't have
like a junk shop, and I found a good mannequin, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I painted it silver for the base because I thought if there's any cracks in the paint, whatever, silver shining through is good.
Yeah.
So painting the costume, fine, but then adding spikes and the cape proved a thing I could not do.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, I had this like half-painted Spawn mannequin that just lived in a back room because I couldn't put it out anywhere because it didn't look right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's but, so funny because even we've been covering back. We've kind of been covering more modern stuff, and now we're back to covering the classics recently. And it's just funny to read in the letters pages, like people just yelling at Todd McFarlane about the costume, and like because he keeps it's not accurate from panel to panel. So then he was like, "It's alive, okay? It's a symbiote." he, like issue 9, he's just like, "And it's alive." The end. That's why it changes.
Leave me alone.
one of my favorite things that he did at the very beginning of Spawn was once they announced Imaged and the slate of characters that were going to come out, they had logos, and the Spawn logo was garbage. It was just like scribbled flame letters. I'm like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is so bad. That is such a bad logo. It wasn't the logo.
Yeah.
When you actually see the Spawn logo, it's a good logo.
Yeah.
It hold, like here it is. They haven't changed it 350 issues.
Yeah.
Because it holds up. It's a good logo. But we didn't see that logo until issue 1 came out.
Yeah.
All the solicitation had that terrible fire logo, and I thought, this is not this putting is not your best foot forward.
Yeah. It's hot.
And
Tom
he knew that.
He did
it's pretty much see how the word keep is written. It was basically like that.
Yeah.
Just said Spawn. All the same size. All
right.
Yeah, this is way more dynamic.
Yeah.
No, it's
what it is.
Almost looks like it hasn't aged. It's, as you said,
yeah.
so eloquently put it was.
Yes. Yeah. All of them. All of them. Maybe not the, we'll see about the newer ones. I think King Spawn has lasting logo power.
Some of them recently, they, because we racked them all under Spawn.
Yeah.
Whether it be Scorched mm. or King Spawn or Gunslinger Spawn.
That's what
even though they, it just says Gunslinger now.
Yeah.
We still put it under
He's
S for Spawn.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I mean, people this, will find this, it easier there. But I did like that, or I did notice, not like or dislike, that they took the word Spawn off of most of those titles.
Mm-hmm.
And that for the longest time, King Spawn was just a spray-painted crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which so many different industries use a spray-painted crown logo, whether it be rap stars or just other people have co-opted that at some point. So I thought that was
yeah.
a little too
yeah.
vague.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen good Spawn cosplay in person?
No.
Never in person. We've seen a lot on the internet that we've
yeah.
met. Luckily, shout out to Spawny
Boys. His name is
Spawny
Todd
Boy
McFarlane. Have you not remembered
and
that?
And West Coast
Spawny
West Coast
Boys
Morpheus.
And West Coast Morpheus is also he does a Spawn cosplay. But we've seen a bunch online, like three online. Not a bunch. It's hard. But
yeah.
have you ever seen it?
No, never.
Yeah, it's tough.
What about at the convention? Did you go to the convention?
There was someone, I mean, there was someone that was like cosplaying, there was like a woman who was doing like a gunslinger like kind of thing, but didn't do like full makeup. It was just like a red coat with like boots
it's,
and like a shirt.
I assume there's just a lot of paramilitary previous
Probably.
Life.
Previous life Al Simmons.
Yeah.
I could do Sam Burke, so I just need a donut and a coffee. Some Sam and Twitch, just right here.
Oh, my God. You guys should be Sam
correct.
Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect.
In fact, I'm disappointed that you're not right now.
I know. Well, you had the donut
Dude,
for
we
it,
talked
too.
About it. We talked about it, actually.
If we go to SpawnCon together, because David
yeah,
can make it this year, we probably will.
My Wanda does costuming, and she said that absolutely we have to do that. Like, she's like, I will make you boys costumes.
That's pretty great.
Because you have to do it.
We call our wives are both Wanda because to protect their identities on the podcast.
That's fair. That's fair.
We each have our own Wanda, just like Al Simmons.
Sure,
you got your
exactly.
Wanda.
Does he have Wanda, though?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
he doesn't.
Right.
Terry didn't.
Don't use
cooler.
It as a direct one-to-one.
No, it's not one-to-one.
Yeah.
It's just the
you
one-to-one.
You don't want that kind of Wanda.
No.
I mean, the lack of as well.
Yeah.
Right, the lack
yeah.
of.
But also, since Todd McFarlane's wife's name is Wanda, there's a built-in abstraction
yeah.
between the character and the person. So.
Well, that leads me to ask how many autographed baseballs you guys have.
Oh, none yet.
I could go write my name on one of the ones that I have.
Perfect. That's all you need.
My
autograph was wrong. I meant home run record.
700th home
yeah,
run?
From Mark McGwire,
record.
Which were perfectly normal.
Of course.
All
just
up and
I think
grand,
I think baseball's due for another
being.
Steroid error. Hot take.
Hot take.
We need,
you know
certainly more exciting.
We need juiced up boys.
No,
losing
I
balls
think comics needs
often.
A steroid scandal. You know, it's getting harder and harder for creators to be able to do a monthly book,
mm-hmm.
Get those big.
Get on the juice.
Yeah, get that big bulky arm going.
Yeah.
You'll be able to track. Everybody starts to look
the faster you draw.
Like what they draw.
Well, they probably just need cocaine.
Yeah, but I mean, that's standard in every industry.
Yeah, you need something more. That's funny.
Like if there's a big cocaine comic book scandal, it's not a scandal. People are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's a steroid trial, be like, what is they're juicing?
What are they doing?
Is it in the ink? How does it come from there?
How
right, we've gotten too far off Spawn topic, and I apologize for that.
I want to thank you guys for being here.
This was a wonderful idea to celebrate the record-breaking 350th issue of Spawn.
Yeah.
And we hope that more and more people listen to Respawn every week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Cheers. Thank you.
And hopefully more and more people come to Challengers every week.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a mutually beneficial relationship. That's why you're here.
So we just read.
We just finished it. We finished. We read the book.
Read it right here at Challengers.
Yeah. And wow.
A lot happened.
Bran listens to it third, and they were expressing at random points, and Johnny and I were just like, ripping each other.
It's because
we knew what they were getting into.
Pretty fun ride. I love Brett Booth's art on this. Is really good.
Oh yeah, it's real good. Brett Booth does excellent demons well as
hell people.
All the other good things he does.
Yeah, and as far as I guess going to spoiler territory, whoever takes the throne there, David was right.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was a wild guess.
That was wild,
but it's a good guess because it was like
it was a reasonable guess.
It's a reasonable guess.
It's not the best guess.
That's
the best guess was definitely the
Sam.
The Sam.
Yeah, I wish it had been Sam, but he never.
Maybe they'll make an Elseworld story where it's
Sam's
just
on
that.
The throne. Yeah, but that was it was a lot of fun, and it's a good jumping on point and a good kind of culmination of a lot of issues coming to that head for a big old action climax.
Yeah. Speaking of, how was it as somebody who doesn't read very much Spawn, Bran?
It was pretty good. I think it was a decent jumping on point. Like if you have the vaguest notions of what's going on, you're just like, oh yeah, they're fighting in hell. The throne's important. Don't know who this green guy is, but seems to be a badass and a not good guy.
Yeah,
and gone now.
Yeah. There's some pretty gnarly panels in there.
But the good
Nix is cool.
The good thing about him getting cash like right after you met him means you didn't have to care about his backstory.
No, you don't really care. You're just like, he's bad guy, very powerful, and he's dead now.
They're taking out last night's trash, and they're bringing in the new customers.
Yeah, exactly.
I also liked as somebody who if you've listened to the show when I was on reading Gunslinger, that was my first exposure to the green meter, the goop meter, the Spawn goop meter, and seeing that at the very end of this issue at one is like is pretty clearly significant as like he's at the lowest of power he's been since the beginning, it seems like.
Now,
right
now it's going to be we need a series of exercising montages so he can get back up fighting
later. Good montage. And then I know I'm behind on King Spawn at this point, but like where I left off on King Spawn, he was at his most powerful and had taken the throne. So that's like just an interesting dovetail with.
It's a different throne.
There are many thrones. Okay, well, never mind.
It was supposed to be like an ersatz throne until they got him on the real throne, but it was a throne nonetheless.
You gotta have the.
But I knew it was bad if he did that.
Yeah.
So
supposedly bad, or maybe good. But
maybe good.
Probably bad.
It would have been bad. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Al Simmons as your leader?
Oh boy.
Of your country, maybe not so much. I guess
he'd be a pretty hot-headed president.
I take him as my platoon commander. He seems he'd want to keep you alive for that.
No, he's not really a team player, though. I feel like you get left behind or killed.
He's got to be the boss.
He's been solo for a long time, and he doesn't really like the team. So I don't know if I'd want to be on there.
He's an ex-CIA spook, so, that's a lot of negative marks.
Yeah.
A lot of marks in the con.
Yep.
Category.
You should read it if you haven't read it already.
Read it. Check it out.
Read it. It's a good one.
Thank you.
excited for the big 350? I'm not a super huge Spawn fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy he got to 350.
He did.
He did. He got there.
Good
he
for Todd.
Like, yep, good Todd father.
Yeah. I'm 52, guys. Yeah. I was like, I've lived through the hype. I'm like, I'm just cool with it now.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I watched the cartoon when it came on HBO. I was like, I wish they did better.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I love you so much, but not that much.
Yeah. Yeah, we just do, every week we do a couple issues from the Spawns universe, just podcast, kind of goof around. Yeah.
So do you guys just like start from like the whole run and then like work your way up? Or do you just like, oh, this was what's new today and then, you know?
We've been jumping around, so we do a classic and a contemporary each episode. So we try to do like more an old issue and then more of a newer issue.
Oh, okay.
So we do a little bit of both.
Because like it's got to be interesting. Now looking at all the like the early stuff from the like
it's interesting, it's so dated and weird. So weird.
It's wild.
There was one we were reading the other day that was like really serious about his origin, and then there's like a 3-page fart with all the unhoused people in the alley, just like a fart scene that goes on for like 4 pages. Yeah. And they're just farting on each other. Yeah, it's very very 90s, very like But it's been fun going back, and the new stuff's fun too. But
well, I mean,
it's been
interesting to see all the stupid fashion and it is looking like looking through an old yearbook.
Yeah, true.
That was a bold move.
Yeah.
But
hey.
But that's cool. How long have you guys been doing this podcast?
For 78 episodes, so about a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Okay, I was gonna say, give me human time. Like, oh, human time. It's like because there's some people that put out a podcast like. Once every blue moon. Like, hey, we've been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have 6 episodes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And they're 4-hour long.
Yeah.
6 4-hour.
Mostly just like leafing through pages going like, oh, and in this episode.
Oh, that's interesting. It's just listening to them read it.
There was like a bunch of
Johnny,
podcasts.
That's what we should do. We need to record ourselves reading it.
Oh, no. just put it out there.
Well, at least Spawn, you have like a story. Like, there was a podcast. I think he still might do it. It was called Tom versus the Flash, where he would read Silver Age issues of the Flash and just comment on how like ridiculous, you know, a Silver Age comic can be. You know?
Which is pretty ridiculous.
But I was like referring to the ones who like they'd be like, okay, so in previews today, this month, and they take out the previews catalog and they just go through page by page and you're like, what? Like who is like listening to this information like it's new? Like you either get the catalog and you use it, or you just are like, don't. There's no riveting of like, you know, it's like, oh, and now here's the phone book. Jack Johnson lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace. Jimmy Johnson, and you're like. What?
I'd listen to that to fall asleep, probably.
Yeah, yeah. It's like ASMR. It's like the sound of rain falling, but like you're just like, it's like, were you locked to a table and chained down and you're like, okay, you've got to read this for an hour or 2 hours on a podcast, so one person can fall asleep in America.
Look at that. More people.
Wow. I'll let you guys get to more people.
I was going
to
say your name or anything.
Yeah, is it okay if we use this on our podcast? Is that okay?
Oh, okay, sure. Well, I'm Tom Kelly.
Tom Kelly.
Illustrator and comic book artist, Tom Kelly. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll make sure to give you a shout out on your page.
Yeah, you'll see all the pictures and stuff, the ridiculous nonsense. That's why I'm just like, oh, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. Cool.
Well, as an artist, what's your favorite villain design in Spawn?
It's not so much that. I like the Ashley Wood run of Ravenspawn.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Ravenspawn's great.
Because that's like everything is through a very particular lens of that artist. So it's like when you look at like Saigor or Redeemer or any of the 27, I think, like Spawn villains he fought. Yeah. And then all the Spawn looks, you're like, oh, that looks cool because it's like weirdly painted and, you know, very stylized and looks cool. So, you know. I mean, I always like Saigor. Who doesn't like a big mechanical ape? You know, there's no religious agenda. It's just a cyborg monster coming to kill you.
Hell yeah!
All right, guys, I'll let you get the new people.
Nice meet you.
Let's talk to you too.
Thanks for coming by. Well, here we have. Oh yeah, you gotta get on mic. Sorry if you're coming by.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Eloy. Talked many times about on the podcast.
Yes.
I don't really read Spawn.
Hey, what do you think of Spawn?
I liked it in the 90s.
Hey.
That's back when I read it.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe try this one. This one's crazy. Even if you never pick up another one, it's a good way to spend 15 minutes or so.
Perhaps. I am so backed up on my reading right now, it is not even funny. I understand that fully.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Sweet.
Everybody showed up at the same time, too.
Yeah. We got Logan here, past and future guest.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Yeah, but we've just been chilling. We got some people come through, grab stickers, and we're kind of excited to see everything. So.
We're popping by on the way to work. And it's my early day today, too, so it's like a short day also. So great. I'm just like,
thanks for coming by.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Take the audio of that nice hug there.
Yeah, the padding.
Hey, what's up, David? How you doing?
How's it going, Logan?
Oh, this is good. I haven't met David.
Okay.
Yeah. Not, it's not live currently, but it will be recorded, and then we'll like edit it and stuff. And
what about the Time Father?
I don't know.
He might.
Thomas Healy, the editor of Spawn, was on our show a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
So we actually had him on. It's a really good episode.
Okay, cool.
But if you just want to introduce yourself, and then we can.
My name is Freddie Garcia, big time hardcore Spawn fan.
Hey. Hell yeah.
Nice to meet you, Freddie. I'm nice David.
This is John.
Nice.
So how long have you been a Spawn fan?
Man, since when it first came out.
Okay, you are the hardcore one.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
Yeah. That's cool. Did you read 350?
No, I haven't. Spoiler alert, don't tell me.
We won't tell you anything. It's awesome, though.
I love that
it's great.
Shirt.
It's great. Oh, thank you. Johnny picked it up for me at SpawnCon.
For real?
Yeah.
This is SpawnCon?
Yeah,
this year was the first year. So
there's going to be another one.
There's going to be another one. You got to look up on Instagram. Just look up SpawnCon.
I don't got social media, no Facebook, no Instagram.
You can find it probably just by looking it up online. But
for real?
SpawnCon, yeah.
Yeah, I think you can just Google it.
Where did they have it? Here in Chicago?
Colorado.
Oh, wow.
It was in Denver, out by the airport, actually.
Okay, so it's a nation thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when's the second one coming? It's gonna be at.
We don't know yet. They haven't announced, but hopefully this year.
This year.
Either this year or next year, because I think they want to do it yearly. So.
Okay, so I better save my pennies then.
It was like October or so.
Okay, cool. Now we're talking.
Yeah,
because it was spooky times.
Yeah, it was like right around Halloween. So.
Right. Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah. But we've been doing this a little over a year and a half, just like going through the issues and stuff and talking about it. But,
okay.
Have you been reading all the new titles as well?
Yeah, for Shizzle.
They're so good.
Yeah, I love them.
Love the scores.
Love the art, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But
super good.
Here's my thing, though.
Yeah.
I want the movie to come.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you know what McFarlane want to do, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with that or no?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
With what he wants to do for the movie?
Yeah, he wants to do like a Jaws thing, pop in like 5 minutes and then disappear.
What?
Yeah, 3 hours later he'll pop up again. Nah, nobody, the diehards and the casual viewer want to see Spawn. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be an interesting take to have him used sparingly because that was, but I don't know.
For horror dorks like us, we'd love it.
We'd love it, but
because it's a good take.
I don't know.
It's just like the Predator. The Predator. You see the Predator for like 3 minutes in that whole movie.
I like it, but you know, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's all.
Not right
actually
now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think probably that was the older version. I feel like this will probably get. He's got a little more heat on it now.
The problem I could see that ultimately raising would be he'd then feel like he could put all the other characters in it, and it would just be 3 hours of introductions and no actual story.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, I don't know who.
Because I remember he was saying he wanted him kind of sparsely used in the movie, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like Scared with Plumhouse. I like that. I like those guys. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not right now. Come on, man. Maybe down the line. I think that's why the movie's taking so long. The major companies, they don't want to do that. And then he wants to direct it. He ain't got no directing experience.
Yeah, I think he might be giving up on that. I remember he was like, yeah, they don't really want me to direct it. He wanted about like 8 years ago, he was saying wanted to direct it. And they're like, nah.
That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, that would have been a little too much.
Yeah, he dropped the ball in the first movie. The CGI was terrible.
Yeah.
But the cape looked cool. I liked the cape.
The cape looked cool. The flyer and everything else looked terrible.
Yeah. Mobush looked terrible. Come on, man. And then I heard it was a rookie CGI guy. That was his first time doing it. Come on, man.
Yeah, it was such a new technology at that point.
It was
just so they couldn't even figure out how to. They didn't know how to do fire.
Yeah,
and
for a few years.
Then they said, you have to make fire for this movie. And they were like, okay.
Yeah.
It was only a couple of weeks, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very short amount of time.
Yeah, let's not drop the ball like Dread. I like Dread. They didn't do the third one. because you know, the last movie was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
To me, it was like Escape from Cabrini Green. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it kind of was.
But they should have busted out with the Dark Judges, and then I assumed there would have been a set on, you know, another one and another one. But right now, you don't hear nothing about Judge Dredd.
I'd
watch
the hell out of a Judge Death movie.
Yeah.
They should have, you know, so that's why, you know, I get frustrated with McFarlane. Like, come on, just...
Just give us what we want.
Yeah, give us what we want. That way another one could come. You know what I'm talking about? Not just one every 20 years or 30, you know?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Man, I ain't with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dredd, yeah, hopefully that's like kind of a, that'd be a good like point of reference, is that Dredd movie would be a good point of reference for a Spawn movie, I think. So.
Yeah, because I like Mama. She's cool, but nobody wants to see her.
Yeah.
You know the guys, they want to see some awesome, spectacular, crazy, like Dark Judges. They would have did that for Dredd, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They would have came for the second one. You know what I'm saying? Fight the it'll be another judge. He'll fight a judge on fire, whatever. I forget their names. But yeah.
I don't know all the names. No.
And then the last movie will be like he'll fight them all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
They keep wanting to make a sequel to it, but it's
there's
just...
one that's a crocodile man.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a crocodile man judge. I like that. That's funny.
I don't know what his name is. But.
Yeah, I know it's just those hard, those darker comics sometimes, it's hard to get them to make into movies because they want to make them more friendly for everybody, and sometimes I guess it's harder to get them going.
Yeah, but just not a, Dredd is not a rated G
character or Spawn.
Am I right? You got to keep them...
R-rated,
yeah. Exactly. You got to keep them, you know, the way they're supposed to be. Not watered down or anything like that. Like, for example, I was worried about Venom. What is he going to do with Venom and Punisher? I said, what's Punisher going to do? Shoot at the bad guys with a water paint gun or something now?
Yeah, I mean, he might.
Am I right?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I'm glad they made Deadpool rated R. But this Marvel Studios is doing Deadpool, not to get off track.
No, we love getting off track on the show.
Right. We don't know what a track is.
Yes. We don't know what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, man, is it going to be rated R since Marvel Studios is doing it? You know what I'm talking about? So, I don't know.
I think so. It looks like from the trailer it probably is.
I think it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be
interesting. Yeah, I don't like my character, Deadpool, Punisher, Spawn, watered down. I like them to be who they are.
Yeah?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because that's what makes them... Yep, what they are.
Yeah. You know, I understand they want to get the kids in there. You know, that's how they make the money. But they should make like two versions, the little kiddie one and then for the adults. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they did that for one of the Deadpool. They did like a Deadpool story time for Deadpool 2 where he like told the story of the movie and they like edited it into a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
And like, because he would like cover the kids' ears and stuff. But yeah, it was like story time with Deadpool. But it was like Deadpool 2 made PG-13. But they did that a few years ago. But yeah, that would be...
It would be like the old CD days where you had the edited CD.
Yeah, you had the explicit CD.
Oh, sure.
And you
radio edit, too.
Yeah, could tell how cool you are in comparison to your friends to see who had
which version. Which one you have.
Do you have the dirty version of this?
Hey, something we've been asking everybody today is, what's your favorite Spawn villain?
Yeah.
Oh, the clown. That's a no-brainer right there.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Am I right? At least two votes for the clown today.
Oh, I'm the second vote? What was the other one?
He said Sigour, and then he said...
Sigour's cool. I like him. Cool.
He said Sigour, and who else did he say? The one that was just talking about.
He was the Ashley Wood version of Raven
Spawn. Oh, Raven Spawn. Yeah, he really liked Raven Spawn.
Yeah, Raven Spawn's cool, too.
He's cool. Yeah.
He's got all those birds.
Got all the birds.
That's real cool.
Yeah.
See, they should. I get upset. Yeah, I get upset. They should have put him in the Mortal Kombat game since they got Spawn in there.
Clown? Yeah, that would be great.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a new Cyborg. They could have given a Raven Spawn skin.
Yeah.
They got a cowboy in there. They could have given him a gunslinger Spawn skin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Shao Kahn, you could have made him a Mandarin Spawn.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
the list goes on and on, man. Like, oh my goodness, you know?
Yeah, hopefully he gets in the new Mortal Kombat, because I know he's in the last one, so hopefully they put him in this new one.
Yeah, they said no, but I said, okay, you don't got Spawn, and you could throw in Medieval Spawn.
Yeah. You even got Johnny Cage and Jim Downing.
Yeah, they'd even be the same. Yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't got to do Al Simmons Spawn. You could put in another Spawn, a Tender Spawn, you know?
Yeah.
So get Sam and Twitch in there.
Yeah, do that.
That wouldn't work too well.
In Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Funny.
It'd be funny.
Pretty funny.
Maybe Smash Brothers. That would be
what
they were like a switch between character, like on.
Yeah,
Smash
it would be
Sailor's
Wish.
Yeah, be like the Ice Climbers, but you just switch between them.
You know what? I don't see why not. Yeah, why not?
They
yeah.
got guns.
Yeah, they
you can,
do.
You can throw donuts at them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah. Pistol whoop someone. You know, one of the characters.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. Yeah. And Twitch, he's a real good shot. Am I right?
He's the best shot.
Yeah, he's the sharpshooter. So
and,
yep.
And Sam's fatality could just be he farts on him.
Yeah, like Borracho, like Borracho. You know what I'm talking about?
No, is that a Mortal Kombat
yeah.
character? Oh, really?
He was on a Mortal Kombat XL.
Okay.
He's like the drunken master.
Oh, okay. Like he's like goofy.
He's obese, but he's always drinking, and then he'll fart on you. That's awesome. What Borracho means in Spanish, drunk.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right, okay.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, tell us your name one more time.
Freddy Garcia.
Freddy.
Thanks for being here.
I've been here since 76. You know what I'm talking about?
The Spawn thing is we are giving out stickers, raising awareness for Spawn Podcast.
Yeah.
And we've got a Violator here that we're giving out. If anyone subscribes to the podcast, then we get their email or get their Instagram, and then they enter in. And we're just, it's the 350th issue of Spawn. The reason that's a big deal, that's today, it just came out.
Okay.
And the reason it's a big deal is it is the longest running independent, it's a really sweaty record. Longest running independent, I don't even remember what it is, independently owned comic book character.
Yeah.
Because, like, that. Obviously yeah. Batman's had more issues than 350. Like, but DC
studio.
Owns
yeah.
Batman. This is the Todd McFarlane. Kind of made up his own. He like, it was basically like, "Hey, Guinness World Records, can I make this a record?" And they're like, "Sure."
Yeah.
But
I think that's how most records are made.
He beat yeah, that
it's
is
like
true.
Hula hooping on one foot yeah. while picking up pennies or some shit. Yeah.
But it's the 350th issue, so it's supposed to be a good jumping on point. It's supposed to be a good like culmination, and we were just
it's a lot of brightly
colored
men punching
each other.
And
we were like, let's try to get our hands dirty on doing events because we're trying to do like cons and stuff. So
yeah.
we figured this is a good place to start.
It
was our first event.
Meet the people.
Yeah. Meet the folks.
Cool.
Yeah.
And get about stickers. Just
yeah.
take stickers. All
take
the
a sticker.
Stickers you want.
Take a put one up on your way to work somewhere.
There's already one definitely
there's 50 at work. Well, I was talking about the Joe Rogan mug. We replaced the Joe Rogan mug. We put the Respawn over it.
Nice.
So now it's a Respawn mug.
Respawn. Yeah.
Much less problematic podcast. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Only time will tell.
Only time
I mean,
will tell.
I don't
tell.
Think you have any luck of getting Elon Musk on here.
No,
so you'll
no,
probably
no.
be safe until then.
I think
or
we're
Dave
safe.
Chappelle.
I think we're safe.
Oh, it's the mail. It's the mail carrier.
They must love this place.
Yeah, the question of the day is what's your favorite Spawn villain?
Spawn villain? Like, I guess since I've read the most of Gunslinger, it's been Clown, the new Clown, like the beefy Clown. But
okay.
I kind of had, in general, as like a general villain, I like the Angels. Like, I like anytime Spawn just like beating ass and ripping wings off Angels.
Yeah.
Like, I just love the visual in there. So,
oh,
like,
so great.
Probably that.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
The Angels. So there it was. Hope you enjoyed our highlights from Challengers 350 Day in Chicago, Illinois. Got to talk to some fun folks. Speaking of fun folks, we wanted to give a shout out. It was may get lost in the interview there. We wanted to make sure to give a shout out to Tom Kelly, who we got to talk to there. They had some fun opinions on the Todd Father and Spawn, and it was cool to get talk to them and get a different perspective. But make sure to give them a follow. They are at Tom Kelly Art on Instagram. Tom Kelly Art, all one word. So we're giving them the shout out this week. Also want to shout out, of course, Brian Voiles, who does our music. You can reach him at Brian_Voiles_27 on Instagram. Be sure to give him a follow as well. Also, make sure to give us a follow if you're not on Instagram. We are Regarding Spawn Pod. You can shoot us an email at regardingspawnpod@gmail.com. And give us any like, reviews, subscribes, anything you can on the internet is always appreciated. And as for next week, we'll be reading Spawn number 14 and Spawn 348. So you get that on that road to 350 if you're still leading up to reading. And we got Spawn 14 for all you classic Spawn heads. So got the best of both worlds coming up for you next week, guys. Anyway, thanks again to Challengers. Thanks for Brand for the help with the sound. Thanks for Pat for getting on mic and do that awesome interview with us. Thanks to everyone that stopped by.
We really appreciate it, and we hope you spread the good word of Spawn. And as co-host David usually says, but he's not with me right now, may the Scorched be with you. Amen. Hell yeah.